And you're listening to the Texas Standard. There's been more than a little criticism of the GOP tax plan just passed by Congress, but if you're one of the 200,000 AT&T workers who's just been told thanks to the tax plan you're getting a $1,000 bonus check, you complaining right now? Well, that may be the big idea. Arnessa Garrett is assistant business editor for the Dallas Morning News. What exactly did AT&T do here?
Yeah, shortly after the tax bill passed on Wednesday, AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson announced that the company would be giving bonuses of $1,000 to about 200,000 non-management union employees and some first and second line managers as a thank you for all their hard work and to acknowledge that the tax cut plan is going to benefit AT&T. The company also pledged to invest $1 billion in domestic infrastructure, which they say that could also create about 7,000 jobs.
Now, let's try to put this in some perspective. Company consolidated revenues, $39.8 billion, but you're talking about 200,000 workers times 1,000 in the bonus, that's $200 million. So, I mean, that puts some perspective on this. But if you're one of the workers, that $1,000 is going to come in awfully handy this holiday season. Why is AT&T doing this?
Well, it's not clear if they'll actually get the bonus during the holiday season. AT&T said that they would give the bonus to workers when Trump actually signs the bill, which he hasn't yet. And there's some speculation that he'll wait until the beginning of the year to actually sign the legislation. But if he does sign it before Christmas in a couple of days, they will get that money for the holidays. I think AT&T is thinking that it wanted to show that this tax cut was important to workers, not just to corporations. And that's something that Trump and the GOP are also saying.
But I'm also thinking AT&T has a lot on the line when it comes to a certain merger that they would like to have approved?
Yeah, several commentators have noted that AT&T is in the midst of trying to get its merger deal with Time Warner approved. And the Justice Department sued last month to block that deal. Initially, it was thought that the Justice Department would be friendlier to this merger under the Trump administration, but it has proved a bit problematic for AT&T, and they're hoping, perhaps, some say, to curry favor with the Trump administration by announcing this kind of bonus.
AT&T isn't the only company that has publicly come out and said they're going to be using these tax cuts as how would you characterize this, as a justification for investing in the U.S. economy?
Yeah, I mean, there were several companies that announced Wednesday and later on in the week that they would be giving bonuses to workers or pledging more money and investing in their U.S. operations. First Third Bank Corp and Wells Fargo are two banks that pledged to raise the minimum wage for employees to $15 an hour. So there are definitely companies who are coming out and supporting this tax cut. And even President Trump noted today that it seems like corporations are giving this tax cut a boost in a tweet he did this morning.
So is this a small expenditure on the part of these companies to try to make a sort of political gesture in support of the GOP? How do you analyze what's happening here?
Well, some have noted that, yeah, the total bonuses to employees that AT&T will be giving is around $200 million. If its merger with Time Warner doesn't go through, it owes Time Warner a $500 million breakup fee. So for $200 million, I think some say, well, you know, if that helps that grease the wheels on that merger, it's a worthy expenditure for AT&T.
Arnessa Garrett is assistant business editor for the Dallas Morning News. Arnessa, thanks so much and happy holiday.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
We are fast approaching 29 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. Texas Roundup is just around the corner. Stay with us.
Support for Texas Standard comes from the Texas Tuition Promise Fund and the Texas College Savings Plan, administered by the state of Texas, offering a pair of plans that can help families save toward college dreams. More at SaveNowForCollege.org.